Mike Everett paid his dues. He worked his way up through the farm leagues and then spent over 20 years as a Major League Baseball umpire. The native New Mexican was a MLB crew chief when he decided to retire before the beginning of this COVID-shortened 2020 season. Hello, everybody. Welcome to today's edition of Sports Fan Commentary. I'm Greg Stewart. Mike Everett worked 3 World Series, 9 Division Series, 7 League Championships, and an All-Star game his Major League career. And he's back with me today on Sports and Commentary from his home down in Iowa. Mike, it's a pleasure. Again, thank you for extending our conversation. You are more than just a couple of Wikipedia pages. Your story, Mike, you're a follower of Jesus through personal faith and trust in him, what Christ did for you on the cross. I'd sure appreciate it if you spend just a few minutes here on S&C and share your spiritual story, okay?
Well, you know something, what you just said, sometimes I get a little beat in my heart, and what you said is right. I mean, you know, it's much more than just a little blurb of Wikipedia. I think, you know, each person can get on the web and search, and I think sometimes we get intertwined in the social media aspect and don't realize who people really are or the struggles they're having. Listen, I was born and raised in New Mexico, and my mom was just and still is. She is going to get to heaven, and I just have no doubt that Jesus is going to say, "Well done, my good and faithful servant." She was a big part of my early, you know, Christian life as a kid. I was born and raised Catholic, and grudgingly went to church. She pulled me and went to church. You know, something, I think my faith has been peaks and valleys. My Christian upbringing was important, but quite frankly, I fell out of touch with God in the middle years of my life, and it had consequences, and it had almost really big-time consequences where I just got tied up in other things and the sinful nature of us all, and I think God places people in our lives and in our paths, and I think it all has a purpose. I really do. I think, you know, we do make decisions based on what we want to do, but at the end of the day, if I keep on looking back on things, certain things happen. I don't think they just happen. I think it's a God thing, and I think that, as I got married, we had our first child, and my main goal was to make it to the big leagues, and I got consumed by that. I got consumed by making it to the big leagues and getting my first big paycheck. I got consumed with comparing square footage of homes to other people, you know, the type of cars, and those kind of things became really unhealthy. And then as I continued my big league career, my marriage was struggling, it almost didn't make it through it. But I tell you what did make it through it. We had a home church back here in Des Moines called Hope, Hope Lutheran Church, and we had people around us that helped us. We had the church that helped us. We had the pastor. We had my wife was in some small groups. We wouldn't have made it. We would have not made it had we not been part of a home church and the path of forgiving one another and really hunkering down and having Christ-centered counseling, which we got through the church that we continue to this day. And I think it's key for us. I think Christ-centered counseling has saved our marriage. I think that is our marriage perfect? Is our marriage no? Continue to go to counseling. We continue to do the things that help us and that help us, not only us, but we have a 20-year-old daughter, a 16-year-old son, and listen, they know the struggles we went through, and I think it's important that they do because they could go through the same struggles or they could help someone else go through those struggles. So listen, I like anybody, I think. There's times where I feel really on peaks and valleys, but I do know one thing, that our God is good, and someday I can't even imagine what heaven looks like, but there's a purpose and there's a reason for everything, and I'm so thankful that I have Jesus to thank for that each and every day.
Yeah, me too, Mike. Mike Everett, longtime Major League Baseball umpire, grew up in New Mexico, born in Gallup, NM, and grew up in Aztec, New Mexico, now makes his home in Iowa, still working part-time as an advisor to MLB for umpires. Mike, thank you for taking all this time, for coming back with me today on Sports and Commentary. I so appreciate it. God bless you.
Thanks, Greg, very much.